This year's pollock quota is the lowest it's been in years, and so are some of the expectations for the bee season. Some fishermen and processors think this season will be similar to last summer's, when the fishing was scratchy and the pollock hung out further north. Captain Jack Bronson of the Great Pacific says that makes the season more challenging.
Yeah, well, because when you were fishing close into town, you could leave the fish, be down, unload, and be back to that same fish within 24 hours. So you could kind of pick up what you'd left behind and be able to move forward with it. This time, it's like starting the season fresh again. Every time you go up there, you're, oh boy, we're back where we were 2.5 days ago. Are they going to be here? Do we got to go another, you know, half a day up or part of a day up or go back the other way?
Bronson says traveling farther to get to the fish uses more fuel and requires them to bring back smaller loads so that the fish stay cooler and aren't as damaged during the long commute.
Real double-edged sword, you know, you're trying to save as much money as you can because you have to go further than you ever have for the fish, get them as quick as you can there and get them back, yet you have to run harder to get back, which in turn turns into more fuel costs and things of that nature.
Alyeska Seafoods manager Sinclair Wilt says his fleet is fishing earlier this season, too, in order to avoid Chinook salmon bycatch.
Fish quality is much better later in the summer and in the fall, and we can extract greater value out of the fish if we harvested it then. But that also happens to be when the greatest Chinook salmon bycatch occurs. So to avoid Chinook bycatch in October, we're starting the season in June.
But Wilt says there's a cost. Pollock caught earlier in the season aren't worth as much.
The flesh hasn't filled out on the fish. The quality of the flesh isn't as good. We realize greater recovery later in the year. We get higher quality flesh, which produces higher quality surimi.
Wilt says fishermen get 2 to 3 cents more per pound for fish they catch in the fall, but they need to keep the salmon bycatch numbers down. So far this year, the pollock fleet has caught 9,688 Chinook salmon. That's lower than in previous years, but still a concern. This year, king salmon stocks are so low in the Yukon River, even subsistence fishing will be limited. In April, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council voted to put a Chinook salmon bycatch hard cap on the pollock fishery starting in 2011. Many in the pollock fleet say they're working to curtail their bycatch now through salmon excluder devices on their nets and by avoiding hotspots they know to be filled with the fish. One pollock fisherman, Randy Rothus, is a salmon fisherman too. He says he's not sure what else the pollock fishery can do to help.
Well, as far as our fishery goes, I don't think so as much. I think there's probably a lot of other indicators that we don't know about what's going on with the Chinook and a lot of the other fish that we don't know. The oceans are pretty deep and pretty vast, and what's going on around the world, where those fish are going and how they can be intercepted in other places and other areas could also be a serious indicator that we don't even know about, and water temperatures and things like that, you know.
But his boat is leaving early, too, to avoid the salmon. He says he hopes they finish up the season quickly, but all of their hopes rely entirely on the fish. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.